Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
The self-proclaimed best kisser on the show right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I believe that's been documented.
You can't do that.
Proven.
My wife would beg to differ. That would mean that she's kissed you, right? No, never mind. But she would.
Okay, I'll say it like this.
I kissed you, and I disagree. I've kissed other people. I disagree that you're the best kisser I've ever kissed.
There you go.
There it is.
And I actually made effort to kiss you. All you gave me was teeth, and you acted like you were being suffocated.
Oh, you're who else have you kisser?
Kissed? Who else have you kissed on the show?
Kelly.
Kelly.
I was better than Kelly.
No, Kelly had softer lips.
Thank you.
Not as wet.
What about my tongue?
No teeth.
All right.
I mean.
So, we got your password coming up in 10 minutes, Kid Nation, for
what
Beat the Bank.
What other workplace can people say that? Okay.
Just ours.
Who's your favorite coworker to kiss?
Just ours. And real quick, before we launch into Does That Make Me Crazy?
Yes.
Casey wrote us and said, good morning, Kid Craddock Morning Show family.
Hey.
I was in the direct path of Hurricane Michael. And today is the first day I've been able to listen to your show since then. I've missed you all.
Oh, Casey.
Glad you're doing well. Man. Welcome back. And I hope everything's going well with all the recovery process out
there. Is that not in the news anymore? People just tend to forget.
That's the thing about it. Yeah. We help out right after it happens. And then 2, 3, 4 weeks later, we...
Yeah. What was that? We went to Baton Rouge a couple of years ago, I believe it was. And flooding, the hurricane had... been gone.
We went to a school and they told us that. They said, yeah, we got a lot of people that came out and helped us at first, but now we're stuck with cleaning up. Yeah.
It was months later and there's still like mayhem. Just, it was terrible.
So we're glad you're able to listen again, Casey. Glad you're all right and hopefully the family's doing well. And we'll try to get you smiling this morning and hopefully you get in and play some Beat the Bank. Well, let's get into Does That Make Me Crazy right now.
All right.
That phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And this is where you share those things you're afraid to admit in public. But your friends finally called you out because you've been doing it for a long time. And they said, nope, you need to figure out if you're crazy or not.
All right.
For example, from a text, I was in Big Al's bar on Saturday.
Okay.
When I went to go pee, I was talking to the ghost.
Yeah.
I told them to come sit at our table. Does that make me crazy?
Wow, I guess not.
Yeah, that makes you fun, I think.
Some people have even told me that I should have a table reserved for Ed the Ghost.
Sure, why not?
Have a place setting, have his name there, and don't let anyone else sit there. Or maybe sit in other chairs, but have one chair designated for Ed.
Yeah.
If you missed it, Big Al's bar definitely came back as being haunted, according to Russell Rush, our buddy who does these
haunted ghost tours. Yeah,
yeah, these ghost tours.
Yeah.
And that's the guy.
And if you're gonna profit off of this, he has to have a spot.
He has to.
Yeah.
Because he's probably not gonna take a cut. From the text, also, this is different right here.
Okay.
I mix peanut butter and jelly in a bowl. And then I dip my scrambled eggs in it. Does that make me crazy?
Whoa, I've done the ball mix. The eggs.
I mean, if you like that sweet and salty.
I have eggs with peanut butter. I don't know about peanut butter. Have you, Trey? I know you love peanut butter just as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
I eat peanut butter almost every day.
Peanut butter on eggs seems weird. Jelly might not be bad, but the peanut butter throws me off.
I do jelly on eggs.
Jelly?
Yeah, because I'll make a healthy English muffin or something, right? And I'll put breakfast sausage and jelly and egg.
Yeah. Like as a spread. Like if you're making a sandwich instead of mayonnaise, you use jelly.
Or sometimes honey. Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to put you on hold with the crazy. I'll try it and then let you know.
Oh, I'm not doing peanut butter.
I don't know.
No, jelly, yes.
I'm not doing peanut butter.
I have a hard time with peanut butter mixed with a lot of different things.
And you definitely wouldn't want crunchy. Like crunchy in the egg, that would be good.
Oh, I'd feel like a shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't like that.
All right, we've deemed you crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I'm interested, though.
Yeah. Interested, but crazy. And Stephanie wrote us and said, normal people eat popcorn when they watch a movie at their house.
Yeah.
I like to slice a watermelon in half and eat it with a spoon while I watch movies. Does that make you crazy?
No, that makes you fittish.
No, that's legit. Get you some watermelon.
That's healthy.
Now, if you brought it into the movie theater and rocked it like that, then...
Yeah.
Then you'd be a little bit crazy, because to get away with that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Doing excellent. Go ahead and hit us with your craziness.
Okay, so I recently discovered that I have dandruff. Instead of biting the bullet and getting head and shoulders like a normal person, I kind of like to, like, shake my head and see if, like, it can, like, snow a little bit and how much it snows when I do it. Does that make me crazy? I know it makes me sick, but it's,
it's the Breakfast Club. Remember the girl in the Breakfast Club that would do that with her dandruff and attention?
Now, this is because your scalp just got dried and then the skin started coming off, and so now you make it snow. How many inches of snow did we get this morning?
Well, we didn't get any snow this morning, and I just recently discovered it. Like, I turned 30, and then my whole life, like, changed.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, that's the truth.
It is true.
Your face wash doesn't work anymore. The perfume that you used to wear, does it smell the same on you?
Something changed.
Your body chemistry changes at 30.
I had to change shampoo.
I'm old now. What
You're not old. But it is true. You have to change.
It's fun everything. Crazy, and I like how you just embraced it and said, look, if I'm going to have dandruff, I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. That's what I'm going to do.
For a season. Then take care of that.
Then take care of it. Yeah, there you go.
I threw some tea tree oil in there. Yeah.
But you're fun crazy, Nicole.
You start doing snow angels on the kitchen counter.
Oh, we were just talking about this. Travis, what's up, dude?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. So go ahead and let us know if you're crazy or not. What is it?
Well, back on your, pick up hitchhikers and stuff, I always pick up hitchhikers if I'm by myself. I take them by my house, let them take a shower, fed them. I've went hundreds of miles out of my way to give them a ride.
Wow.
Just helping a brother out.
So you pick up hitchhikers, you let them go to your house and shower, wash their clothes, and then you drive them to their destination.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if that makes you crazy. I think that makes you a great human.
That's crazy, dude. Man, I just hope you
live to tell the tale.
Have you had any
if something happens, it happens, I guess. I'd rather go out, being nice, but something else.
What a nice dude. I like you, Travis.
I like you, but
but it's got a little crazy.
Be careful.
You're doing the good work that we're not willing to do.
I need you to check in with us every week just to make sure that you're okay.
Yeah, can we get a weekly Travis check-in?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Travis.
I gave that woman a ride once, and she was real nice. Remember I met her at the gas station?
Yeah.
And she was trying. She had just missed her bus. I could tell it was genuine.
Okay.
She had been at the weave shop.
I've given a guy a ride from the gas station because he was clearly...
her daughter's hair.
Yeah, remember you guys giving me crap because he had a gas can and you thought he could light himself on fire. But you can, when you can tell they really need help, it's fine, right?
Yeah, like I was like, well, where do you live? She said, it's like an hour away. I'm like, okay, well, I'll take you to the bus.
Yeah.
Where's the next bus stop?
Speaking of hitchhiking stories, we got this one on the text. It goes with crazy a little bit. So my stepfather picked up a hitchhiker that had legit just murdered his boss.
What?
He was a young guy, and my stepfather talked him into turning himself in.
Well, he's lucky it turned out that way.
Whoa.
No,
that is crazy.
Because he could have killed him and used his car for the getaway car.
Exactly. They need a getaway car.
He'd be two states away before they realize what happened.
That's a little too much right there. So that's on the other side of what could happen when you pick somebody up. But stepfather stepped up and got the guy to turn himself in.
That's good.
Wow. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
So we started a pool recently for the Mega Millions lottery at my work. And so since I live out in Rockwall now, I figured I would kind of go out in the boonies, like to those random gas stations.
Yeah.
And so I went to 8 gas stations last night. And I think I picked a winner out in Terrell. There was a cashier there with no teeth.
Yep, felt right.
It felt completely right. But does that make me crazy?
Gas stations out in the boonies.
So many people with that same dream. Not crazy.
Can I get in on the pool?
No, she already bought them, Al.
I completely promise to you guys, if by some miracle we win, I'm going to make a huge donation to Kids Kids because I love that foundation.
Thanks. You're so awesome.
That is awesome.
And after you donate to Kids Kids, if you want to donate to Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mac and JC and Jenna, we're all cool with that as well.
Sounds like a plan.
Good luck, Sarah.
And if I win, I'll give you a little something.
There
How about
go.
That?
And good luck, Sarah. I don't think you're crazy. I think you did the smartest thing possible because...
Yeah.
The winners don't tend to come from big cities.
Little small town, cashier with no teeth.
Exactly. You found exactly what you needed to find.
Yeah.
There you go.
Watch Sarah be the winner.
I may do that today.
Just drive around for an hour or two?
Yeah.
Out in the middle of
Why
nowhere?
Not? Yeah.
Why not? Go for it. Hey, Christine.
Hi.
Hello there. All right, let's see. Ask us if you're crazy or not. What is yours?
Okay, so my dog is absolutely precious, and every time before me and my husband have to leave to go to work, I don't care if I'm going to Walmart, I have to walk through the house and turn on all the TVs and make sure there's movies playing because I feel really bad and I don't want her to feel like she's by herself.
Oh, that's not good. I leave the TV on for my dog. Not all of them, but I leave the bedroom TV on.
Do you do different movies on the different TVs so he has options?
Yes. Like, in my son's room, I have Area 51 playing. In the living room, I have NCIS.
Like the dramas.
That's the only thing I've got on this morning.
Yeah. So at least you know what's showing.
I want to mix a comedy in there.
Yeah, give him some funny stuff. Yeah. Maybe Animal Planet.
Maybe a cartoon as well.
I'd say you're a cool dog owner. A little bit crazy, but cool.
Yeah.
I'd want you to be my owner if I was a dog.
Maybe some BBC. You never
get
know.
Get that going. Yeah, you're crazy, though. Pretty cool. Hold on, Brittany. Brittany?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello.
All right, so what do you do?
So, I carry a cup in my car, and I'm, like, really afraid of using public bathrooms, especially ones at, like, parks and porter potties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I was running last week in the park, and I really had to go to the restroom. So, I decided instead of using the park bathroom, I would go into my car and pee in the cup. And that's actually exactly what I use the cup for, and I keep it in my... I of course, wash it, but...
You have a pee cup.
Just because you wash it doesn't mean you're not crazy, Brittany.
I'm just crazy.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
And crazy a little bit.
Yeah,
but cup. I get it, because I've done it.
One jogger, one cup.
Yeah.
But, I mean, haven't you ever, like, been in traffic or somewhere and just had to go so bad, and you have no outlet? There you go.
I've never been in that position.
Oh, you haven't?
Let me knock wood right now.
Oh, yeah.
I've had to go really bad, but I've made it. Like McDonald's or something. I pull over.
And for some reason, when you pull into your neighborhood, that's when it hits you the hardest and you just can't hold it any longer.
Plus that last minute.
It's like your body. Yeah, your body just gives up.
I can reveal something.
Thank you, Brittany.
Y'all are going to judge me for it.
Go ahead.
This is the time to do it.
Yeah. I'm not proud of this.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
My senior year of high school, a group of girlfriends and guy friends and I drove to Panama City, Florida from Ohio for spring break.
Okay.
My guy friends were very immature. They were in a separate car. And they wouldn't pull over. We were following them at one point, and they wouldn't pull over. And they were kind of like, you know, we were going back and forth on the phone. And they were like, sucks to be a girl. Like, we can just pee in Gatorade bottles in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a beer bong. I peed in the beer bong.
Oh, yeah. What a lady.
In the funnel.
What a lady. Ooh.
Didn't tell them, and they used the beer bong the whole spring break.
Oh!
Jenna
Owens!
Oh!
Whoa.
I've never told that story before.
Yeah, now you did.
Oh.
And, of course, my girlfriends and I look at each other the whole time like, hee. They should have pulled over.
Oh.
They should have.
The savagery from Jenna right there.
That was my senior year of high school. I've matured.
Of course
since
you have.
Then I would never do anything so gross.
You should
not recommend.
Whoa. Flashback Petty Monday over there.
Oh, wow.
Just saying. It was the best thing to pee in. If you ever need that funnel, is really good for a girl to pee in.
Sure is.
And then someone just has to hold up the other end high enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Those guys. Now they know. And if you didn't know, now you know.
Now you guys know.
There it is.
All right.
Do you feel better getting it off your chest?
Not really. I just felt safe. Like, I just felt like I should tell you guys that since it got brought up. I've never told that story before.
I think we should start doing that every day at this time.
Reveal something?
A gentle secret. No, just...
Oh, I was going to say, I've told everything.
I've told almost everything. Yeah, I'm pretty transparent.
Okay. And that one, now we
if
know that.
If something pops up, I tell you.
All right, let's give away the password, guys.
All right.
Oh, man, I shouldn't hold that.
Didn't think you were going to tell that this morning, did you?
No.
All right, Kid Nation, you need this password because Beat the Bank is about 10 minutes away. And it's not just Beat the Bank. This is Beat the Bank
Extreme.
With a chance to win up to $10,000. That password is Goblin.
Goblin?
Yeah. Goblin is your password. So we'll be playing Beat the Bank here in about 10 minutes. And we're going to be talking to Psychic Lisa.
Yes.
Lisa the Medium. Big Al Mack met up with her in New Orleans.
Sure did.
What did she contact? Who did she talk to? We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. Round one.
Here we go now.
Of Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hopefully you remember that password, and hopefully your caller number 29.
29.
Part number 29, you'll get to play Beat the Bank round one. If you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We're going to play again in about an hour.
Got it.
Because we do play twice a day, and the $10,000 vault still out there. Because we did replace it after somebody claimed it and didn't go all the way. So we said, no, we'll put it back into a different one. So hopefully you get it today. Now, Jenna just revealed to us that back in high school or college?
Senior year of high school.
During a spring break vacation, she peed in a beer bong. And then didn't tell the guys on the trip.
They wouldn't pull over for 4 hours. Yeah. I was going to wet my pants.
They were being dudes. Yeah, they didn't pull over, so Jenna took it upon herself to...
pee in a beer bong.
Yeah, instead of the car. Yeah. I respect that, you know? Don't get the car dirty. But they suffered the consequences, and this morning they found out. But in more beer bong news, here's Nick Adams.
Hello. Hey. My most recent beer bong experience was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Really?
As a 31-year-old guy.
Yeah, but...
But it wasn't nearly as crazy or wild as it was maybe 10 years ago for me.
Okay.
So my AC guy, he says there's this little pipe that you can pour some bleach in once a month to kind of keep things from clogging and stuff like that. Well, the way my new air conditioner is, where I just moved a few months ago, there's like a bar or a piece of wood kind of covering the opening in the attic. And so I bought a beer bong. And so I, like, zip-tied a beer bong up top on this piece of wood, and it runs all the way down, and it fits into this little hole. That Jeez. Now I can get to easier than what I could have done.
That is genius!
Yeah.
So you weren't drinking any beer with it?
No, not at all. Not an ounce of beer
Did you
touch that beer bong.
Up in there.
You yeah. should have broken it in proper and then used it for what you wanted.
It was like a Tuesday. What am I going to do with a beer bong on a Tuesday evening?
Bong
like,
a 40?
Yeah. No.
You ever tried to bong a 40?
Or past be, that. Like, nonsense.
Go and pee in Nick's beer bong, Jenna.
Jenna will be over today between 11 that, and yeah. 5 to help you out
get
with that.
Get out of here. Y'all never going to let me live that down.
No, now that we know. Good idea, though, Nick.
But sure.
If you need to do that, go get yourself a beer bong and fix that AC. And Big Al.
Yes.
You had a very interesting weekend.
I did. I visited New Orleans, and we had a caller into the show last week. It was a listener by the name of Lisa. Lisa Shiro, I believe. Anyway, she is a medium, and she talked to me, and she talked to JC as well, and said some things about my dad that had passed away a little over 5 years ago, I guess. And today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Hey, happy birthday.
And told JC some things about your uncle.
My uncle. And it happened to be his birthday.
That had you guys like, had us like you believed her.
Yeah, I had people writing me and saying, I don't believe in that crap and blah, blah, blah. And look, I wasn't really a believer, but the things she said were seriously things
that you've never said.
I haven't told you guys.
Right.
Yeah. Probably, I've only told my wife, and I think my mom is the only other person, and my dad.
So, since Lisa lives in New Orleans, and I was going to New Orleans, I thought I would meet with her. So, she came over to the hotel, and we sat down for a little bit, and our first conversation, first part of it, was about my dad.
I got you, Al.
His biggest thing to you was that he never could communicate. He could communicate to your sister all the time how much he loved her. It wasn't in words of, I love you, I love you. It was just, she could get away with a lot more than you could.
that's about right. Okay.
And
that is true, Al?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that...
He didn't show the love as much as he did with your sister?
Guy's guy.
Well, dads are typically harder on sons than they are on daughters, right. So that's a...
And
that's not a stretch.
Okay, that could be
still,
just a...
You know, a lot of work stuff and a lot of family stuff, but just verbally love, maybe not as much as my sister.
Let's keep going with Big Al's daddy.
You got told many times, I don't even know what you're going to be when you grow up. I don't even know if you're going to grow up.
Yep.
And these hoodlums you're hanging around.
Yep.
Which to this day, you still have three that are great friends and have done great.
Yeah, super fun boys. Yeah.
That was his way of trying to tell you that you need to grow up. Do you also know that your mom and you, you might be... You, if you get any kind of streaks or anything, it'll be them. Bobs, orbs, streaks. It's usually them in the picture with you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are they here with him now?
Yeah.
Boss man,
okay. Oh, big time. You can feel it. You feel the happiness? Do you feel the heaviness in the room?
She's feeling.
You also know your mom doesn't sleep on, leaves your dad's side of the bed.
Very true. Him.
That's true, Al.
Very true. Yeah.
How is she pulling all this stuff?
I don't know.
Wow.
I've never asked, so...
You need to have a talk with your mom, because there are a lot of things that he told your mom that he never told you.
Yeah. All right. I'll go talk to
do
him.
Do you also have... It's almost like... it feels like a pendant or a medal that was his. Was for you.
I can't.
I don't know if mom still has it, because mom holds on to things.
Maybe she has something, but I
she
don't.
Hides,
I
can't. And no. He still is there.
Okay.
And you know that your dog barks in the middle of the night sometimes for no reason? Because dad's there. He comes in and visits. No, dad's right there with you.
Okay.
Has Curtis been barking in the middle of the night?
He does occasionally. I just figured it's somebody outside. My mother, I since found out, she does wear a ring that was my dad's. And
this is stuff you didn't know that she brought up. Okay.
Right. And she does not sleep on his side of the bed. So, in fact, it's a king size bed. You wouldn't even know that anyone has slept in it almost. I mean, she doesn't, I guess, turn a lot in her bed. So it's like she just sleeps on that one side. So it's legit. And I wasn't saying a whole lot because I was super tired. But this was, I found out through her that when they first found out she was a medium and had this sense, I guess, she there was a murder somewhere in Louisiana. And she kept hearing a voice that said, check she named the river. I don't know the name of it. Check this river. She finally called the police. They checked the river. Found the body.
Oh, she did find.
Yeah.
For reals.
Yeah. So the conversation turned. We talked for about 30 minutes, and the conversation turned to my last relationship.
Yes.
What? So you talked to the ghost of your relationship?
But everyone's still alive.
Yeah.
True. That's just where the conversation went.
Okay. Let's see.
And you found the good person. The back of your mind knew it wouldn't last.
Well, it didn't.
But you do that, didn't you?
I guess so.
To this day, I don't doubt that if she came walking back in, it would be very hard for you to not take her back.
That's debatable, but we'll go ahead and go with
okay,
that.
That's debatable. That's debatable because you have a group of people around you who will tell you no. If it was only you, when you're lying in your bed at night thinking about it.
We got to go now.
Oh, God.
All right, it's time for George now.
The last thing is, oh, God.
Time for Georgia. Thank you.
You wanted your baby girl.
Thank you, baby.
I love you.
What? Love you too, baby girl.
You want a baby girl?
I call her baby girl all the time.
Cut that part out.
I do call her baby
you
girl.
You wanted babies.
Hey, baby girl. I call anybody baby girl.
Oh.
Boss man George was just chomping at the bed to get reading.
He really was.
Got red.
And I asked if he wanted to tape it. He did not, but he really wanted to see if Kid would come through.
Oh. Yeah, because you were in New Orleans. I mean,
we're in New Orleans.
That's where we were when Kid passed away.
That's right. And so, I went
George
to
was the last one with Kid.
Yeah. George tried to save him. And I did not stay for George's reading. I was super, super tired.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, dude.
No, I'm not.
You're going to come in here and not have any news regarding if George got to talk to Kid?
I have not talked to him since.
Womp, womp.
So, I don't know. We'll have to wait
you
for George to get
to
here.
You be kidding me.
No, I don't know.
Tell Kid I said, hey, I'm tired.
You were one bit...
Kelly.
Curious. You didn't call George the next morning or anything. Hey, yo, what? Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Why?
He was gone. He left early in the morning.
And you have a phone?
He's been back all for 3 or 4 days. You could have called him and asked him.
I didn't know he was not coming back here. I thought I'd find out Monday.
He has
with
a
you
cell
guys.
Phone.
I thought I'd find out Monday with
oh
you guys,
God.
But I didn't know he was out of town.
Yeah, he's out of town, and we don't get to know.
We're calling.
Should we wake him up?
Sure.
Well, apparently nothing much happened, or George would have told us.
He would have said something.
No, I think he wants to tell us in person. He likes to tell stories in person.
Nah, he would have called.
Wow. Well, that
in,
was a...
He'll walk in the middle of Showbiz Top 5.
But kid didn't want to talk to you, huh?
I guess not.
Obviously, Rob is drinking. Al didn't care.
He was too tired.
Beat.
Oh, my God.
Beat. The bang.
Extreme.
So many costume choices for my doggy to be a pirate, a lion, or a cute little bumblebee. Beat. The bang.
Extreme.
Beat.
What? Nothing. Nothing you need to know about Al.
Well, White Cheddar just comes in here and shows you something. And you give me a look.
In White Cheddar.
Our producer comes in the room, shows you a text on his phone, and leaves.
Because you know what? Robert and I, we have a relationship.
Okay.
You know, after this is over, you know what Robert and I are doing?
What?
We're going to be cross-country trucking.
Oh, yeah. That's your,
he's
going
to drive, and I'm going to be there to entertain him and keep him awake. On those long hauls.
Where's
but while we're still here on a radio show, what did he show you?
Well, that was for off air. See, that if y'all hadn't said anything, nobody would have known.
If it was
Robert
for off air,
you can't give us that look.
If it was for off air, he would have brought it in here off air.
Exactly.
Yep,
he brought it in on air.
You could have done that little sign of the, shh, I got you next. But no, you looked at me like, I know something you don't know.
Yeah, I do.
JC, I got a secret for you.
Thanks, Jen. I got one for you, too.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you so much.
Have I got one for me?
Nope.
No. Nothing.
Al, you're just every day you find a new way to disappoint. You had disappointed on every level possible.
Oh, damn.
But there's always some new disappointment.
Not yesterday.
How could you not stay awake?
That's how I keep my job.
For 10 more minutes. Just to see if Kid pops up.
No, he was tired.
I can't even.
He was tired.
I had sat and talked to this lady
for. He's sitting there.
I had sat and talked.
Yeah, baby girl. All right. Good night, baby. Love you. All right. Tell Kid I said, hey.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I don't let you down.
You didn't disappoint me.
No, you do let me down.
But I don't let you down. I think if
that's exactly the opposite of what I just said.
I think if I didn't let you down.
You are consistent.
If I didn't let you down, I think I would let you down.
Ah, see?
You see what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yeah.
See, every day you expect me to let you down.
Because I don't let
you down by not.
Oh, whatever. Quit trying to spin it.
You're saying
you down.
If you didn't let her down, she'd go home and go, damn. Al didn't let me down today.
Right. I'm a little let down.
And you'd be let down.
Boom.
Thus letting you down.
You're welcome, Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, stop it. You know you screwed up.
Yeah. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up?
What up,
you, buddy?
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. On my way to work.
Yeah, you are. What do you do?
I work for a carpet store. Floor covering.
Oh, okay. So some carpet?
My man.
Are people still into carpet, or are they more into the hardwoods?
Do you use silicone and coconut oil?
I just asked him a question first, Al.
I do not.
I prefer hardwoods throughout the house, but carpet in the bedroom.
Yeah, definitely.
I love carpets.
Agreed.
All right, Josh. Well, what vault did you decide to go with?
69.
All right. Let's go to vault number 69.
Somebody had to pick it eventually.
Of course.
Hello?
My wife.
Please enter your password.
Get me over that one.
What's your password, honey?
Goblin.
Password.
There you go, John. I mean, Josh. Josh, you have gained access into vault number 69. Here's Big Al Mac to tell you how that vault works.
Well, Josh, you're going to hear our banker holler out dollar amounts. They're going to increase slowly. Now, your job is to say stop before that vault door closes. Should you not do so, sir, you're not going to get anything. But if you do, you'll get the last dollar amount that he hollered out. It may reach 1,000. It may reach 10,000. We don't know unless we play. You got it?
I got it.
My man.
All right, man. You hear that 1,000, you make sure you yell stop as loud as you can, buddy.
Got you.
All right, Joshy. Your wife wants you to win money. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
Extreme.
80. 110. 150. 220. 270. 350. 410. 470. 540. 610. 660.
Dang. 660 was all that was in that vault. But Josh, you were going for it. We feel you, man.
Yeah.
No carpet, no drapes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, Josh.
We beat the bank every payday. So.
My man.
We appreciate you, buddy. And hopefully you get another chance to get through. So keep on trying, Josh. Thank you for remembering the password and listening to the show and playing with us this morning. And don't forget, we got you another password here coming up in about 30 minutes, Kid Nation.
All right.
Oh, man. Yeah. That much closer to $10,000.
You don't know unless you play.
Unless you play. It's, we call it Beat the Bank.
Extreme.
And coming up next, I'm really into this murder mystery that's going on right now.
What murder mystery?
Yeah, the murder mystery at the zoo.
The zoo?
Yeah, you haven't heard about this?
No.
Oh, I got to tell you about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Another password's headed your way in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. And in about an hour, we're going to do some Good News Tuesday. Okay. Maybe a little bit less than an hour from now. But if you got any good news for us, or you maybe have to go to work, but you want to share it, you can text us. You can call us or text us anytime. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
In fact, White Cheddar says there's a caller on the line right now.
Huh.
Jamie?
Hi.
How you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Well, we have some good news.
You do? All right. What's the good news, Jamie?
Well, we are going to be welcoming Kid Nation's newest fan in May.
Yay!
Oh, congratulations.
Awesome.
You're having a baby?
We're having a baby.
Congratulations! Oh.
But why would we be taking a phone call from a listener who's pregnant?
Yeah, why?
Well, we're the Maybe Baby contestant.
Yes!
Oh, we got you all set up!
Yeah, we had a Mother's Day contest, remember, back in May?
Uh-huh.
And gave away in vitro fertilization from the doctor who made it possible for me to have him and Kelly Dr. Duty.
And it's you and Ryan, right? Your husband's name's Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we weren't expecting that.
Yeah. Jamie's voice got really deep.
All right,
well, congratulations.
Yeah, this is great.
How far along are you?
A little over 10 weeks.
Oh, congratulations. Exciting.
And how you feeling, Ryan?
I'm on cloud 9. Thanks to you guys.
Oh,
I can only imagine.
How was that in vitro process for you?
It was challenging. I lost my fear of needles, so that's Dr. Kathy and Dr. Kevin Duty are the most amazing doctors. They took such good care of us and made it so easy. Their whole staff was amazing.
Oh, that is so cool. You guys are having a baby. Everybody's all excited.
When do you find out if it's a boy or a girl?
Not yet. Probably not for a few more weeks.
Okay.
So we're very excited to find out because we want to start buying things. But
yeah, I know. I don't understand people that can wait. I can't wait. You're to know.
Yeah, you'd want to decorate.
You want to start nesting already.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Are you guys going to do a cool gender reveal with your family?
Probably, yeah, with our family and our close friends.
There you go.
We definitely would like to see
your family
and know what you guys are having when you guys find out.
Definitely. We will keep you guys updated.
That's wonderful.
Oh, that is such great news.
That is.
And thank you for sharing with us, Jamie and Ryan.
No, thank you all. Thank you.
And we've got some good ideas for baby names if you're looking.
Uh-huh. I'd name him Homeboy if I were you.
Yeah, Homeboy's a pretty good name.
No.
Yeah. All right.
I think we'll have to pass
on that one. I'm sorry you cut out.
Oh, I think we'll have to pass on that one.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Pass on.
Dang it.
Well, you guys keep us posted and have a wonderful time and celebrate that baby
too. That's awesome.
Yeah, and if you want to find out more, Dr. Duty's got a website, effortlessivf.com. Effortlessivf.com.
I was going looking through our text yesterday and I saw somebody asking, like, hey, what happened to those people that were supposed to get in vitro? And then this morning they call in, Jamie and Ryan.
Yeah, it takes time. You have to go through the prep. You know, it's a lot of, like she said, you get over your fear of needles real quick.
Do you have to give yourself the shot?
Give yourself shots.
Oh, man.
It's a lot to it. daily, yeah, in your stomach, and you think, the first time I did it, I just sat there sobbing. I'm like, I can't. And then you do it, and it's like, well, it's not as bad as I thought. And then it just becomes second nature.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you get used to having a lot of blood drawn. You get used, but, you know, it's all worth it.
The end result.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of, you know, for me, disappointment and stuff. Yeah. But then when it finally happens, it's like, whew, all worth it.
You could hear the happiness in their voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really cool to hear.
For sure.
Such great news right there. And I will take your good news calls. And like I said, less than 1 hour, but that's a great way to kick it off today.
Yeah.
Now, I told you guys, I've been trying to keep up with this mystery.
A murder mystery, didn't you say?
Yeah.
At the zoo.
At the Indianapolis Zoo.
Huh.
Apparently, a lioness, and Jenna, you're into lions because you got lion face going on.
Roar, yeah.
She ended up killing the father of her three cubs.
Oh. Well, did he cheat?
And they're calling this, he can't because they're, you know, they're together. They've been in captivity for 8 years. Mm-hmm. She's never shown any signs of aggression towards him. They had these three babies together.
Huh.
And apparently, before the zoo opened up the other day, they heard some weird roaring going on.
A cat fight?
Yeah, like not even a cat fight, just roaring.
Yeah.
And when they showed up, they saw her going after her man.
Wow.
And they tried to pull him away, but she wouldn't let go, and he ended up passing away.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dang.
The lion was 10 years old. His name's Nyack. Mm. And the female Zuri?
I'm sure they have some animal behavioralists or whatever, animal behavior experts that are probably trying to determine why she would turn on him like that.
And they say this is extremely rare, but but apparently out in the wild, where they should be, you know, if they're living life like lions, a lion is supposed to let his cubs go after 1 to 2 years and let them go live their life. But when you're in captivity, I don't know if that had anything to do with it. And yeah, but something happened. They don't know. They're investigating a murder between lions.
I don't know.
Man.
Sad. Maybe she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. Mm. And like, what do you do now with this lioness that... Because she's just being a lion, but she's doing unlion things.
No, she's doing lion things.
Exactly. Well, normally they don't do this. They don't attack their mates.
I don't know. I mean, she's still a wild animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did something. I don't know what happened. Something happened.
But you think he got caught?
Yeah, he got caught.
I don't know, it's just really sad.
Yeah. And I got some tidbit.
It's time for tidbit news.
Now, this headline caught my eye.
Okay.
NYPD boss accused of stuffing her panties in co-worker's mouth.
Oh, no.
I know, that's what I said. How do you get in that situation right there?
Wow.
That's not very professional.
Was it hazing?
No. So she's a sergeant, Anne Marie Guerra. She was in, they have co-ed locker rooms at the police department, apparently. And while they were getting ready for their shift, one of the male co-workers started hounding her and saying, hey, this place is always messy, and you keep all your dirty clothes here and blah, blah, blah. And I guess she had enough because he had been doing this for a minute. And so she snapped. And she said, these are blank and clean. And she went ahead and put them right in his...
Wow.
Right in his...
Wow.
She could only take so much.
Now, I don't know if she's going to get fired for this. I think you get fired.
She'd be seriously reprimanded, I'm sure.
But she
but
has...
You know, does the hate... I mean, I don't know. If it was the first time he just said something like, can you pick up after yourself? Or he's been constantly messing with her, you know? And there's a limit people can...
From the tidbit I saw, he had been constantly telling her, like, you're keeping, this place is yuck, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, does he have some responsibility for pressing her buttons?
Right.
I don't know.
Don't throw
panties.
No matter what, you don't throw your underwear and stuff.
I know, it's still clean, but at one point they were worn.
My husband wears mine on his head.
Don't throw me, bro.
Yeah, that's different. You guys know each other. You're in a relationship.
Yeah, were they thongs or just regular?
There's no, I don't know. Oh, this is a tidbit, so I'm not sure if it was a thong or actually granny panties.
What if they were like Spanx shorts, like the full body Spanx?
Maybe the bikini.
Oh, my.
It actually, I was surprised that they have co-ed lockers and locker rooms.
Yeah, that is, I've never seen that before.
Maybe it's about treating them like equal.
Yeah.
You know?
That she was able to dominate him enough to stuff those in his mouth, man. She must have had some real slick moves.
Yeah.
Maybe they were edible, and then that's fine.
Is it?
Then that makes it fine.
I don't know. I mean, if it's like a fruit roll-up, I wouldn't be as mad. Where if there were regular cotton, you know?
But
Very dry.
Yeah.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
I feel very informed.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, Kelly.
I'm still back to blue. Sad about the lions.
I know. I'm sad about the lions, too.
Yeah, that's really
People
sad.
Have been saying that female lions will absolutely
attack if you attack their cubs.
Yeah, and they say the male lions don't care about the kids.
Because they're supposed to let them go, yeah.
He might have been trying to eat one of them, and that she would have killed him.
So there you go.
Self-defense.
For children.
Protecting her.
Yeah, the females really will do anything to protect. Yeah.
And it's just crazy how the headlines sound like they're making them sound like almost like humans.
A murder mystery.
Yeah, almost like a murder mystery. Like, we need to dive deep into this. But yeah, but sad. Sad news.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Chances to win big, 1 in 17. Think what you could buy for Christmas or Halloween. Beat the bang, extreme. Beat the bang, extreme.
Oh yeah, think about the possibilities. Carrie, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm beyond stoked right now.
Yay.
I wish my kids were in the car because they would be losing their ever-loving mind right now.
Did you just drop them off at school?
I did. I have three, and so I had to go to three different schools this morning, and now I'm sitting in the parking lot at one school because I have a PTO meeting that I'm going to be late for.
It's all good. It's just a meeting.
Give your kids a shout-out right quick. Yep. They can hear it later.
They are KJ, Kylie, and Chloe.
All right.
KJ, Kylie, and Chloe.
Down with the K's. Yep.
What's up, guys?
They're super excited. They're going to bug when they hear this later.
Uh-huh. All right. Hopefully they flip out like in
a good way.
In a super good way.
In a good way, yes.
Well, Carrie, what vault did you decide to choose?
I just picked 34 because it was the first one that she said.
First one that was available to you.
There you go. All right.
Well played.
No real rhyme or reason if she said 34. And I'm like, let's do that one.
All right. So let's step up to vault number 34.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Spider.
Password accepted.
There you go. Are you afraid of spiders, Carrie, by the way?
Not a fan, but we have one that lives on our porch, and my 8-year-old named her Frappuccino.
Yeah.
There you go. Also, spider, very popular pet costume.
Uh-huh. Jenna's dog is a spider.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I heard you talking about it.
I just post. Al doesn't get on Instagram, obviously.
Yeah, you forgot to.
I was just talking about having seen yours. Okay.
All right, Carrie.
Our dog is a cookie.
Oh, nice.
A little cookie. Well, here's Jenna, who has a tarantula dog, to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme.
Spider Pug. Yes, so you're going to hop in that ball, and we're hoping there's still some $1,000 and a $10,000 in there. So if you hear $1,000, anything that ends with $1,000, that's definitely the highest it's going to go. Hopefully you can get yourself a lot of money. You're just going to hear those numbers go up and up. So just say stop very clear whenever you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, and you get that amount of money.
I will yell like a maniac.
Okay. There you go.
All right, girlfriend.
If that door closes for some reason, we get nothing, and we don't want that, all right? So go with your gut feeling, Carrie.
All right.
All right, Carrie. Let's see how well you do when we play Beat the Bank Extreme.
60. 90. 200. 260. 370. 450. 570. 630. 700. 790. 800.
Something in 800. I was
going to
say it. But I was like, but it's just at 800. It wasn't over 800.
Jason
had to put down his money gun.
I had my money gun ready to go. It was right here, ready.
Bummer.
It's locked and loaded.
I'm sorry.
But you know, I'm glad we got to meet you, and I love your energy, Carrie.
Oh, thanks. I can't wait to tell my kids I talked to you guys.
Tell them I said hello. Yeah. We're sorry the mom didn't win.
Well, it's all good.
Give them a big hug. You have fun at the meeting, okay, Carrie?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Our listeners are nervy people.
Hey, I dig
nerves of steel.
What was it? What are the odds right now, Al?
Now they're 1 in 16, I believe, if my math is correct.
See? I wanted to take that gamble.
It's an all or nothing game at this point, right?
$10,000 up for grabs. Still out there for you, Kid Nation. But coming up next, let's get some good news going.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone.
And don't forget, the good news is we still have 2 more chances tomorrow and 2 more chances the following day. We play twice a day during the week. Right now, we want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Earlier, Jamie and Ryan gave us a Good News Tuesday and let us know that their in vitro had worked. Set them up with Dr. Duty, with Kelly's doctor, and that was working, so they're finally pregnant. We want to know why you're smiling, Kid Nation. I have a good news for you guys. Good News Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law had her last surgery.
Okay.
She had brain surgery, and she
yesterday.
Had a tumor removed, and she ended up having it. We thought for a second it might not go down because there's some problems with her health or anything, but at the hospital. But they ended up performing the surgery, and she came out of the surgery like a champion.
Yeah. All right. Good
happy.
Deal.
She was peppy. She was
awake,
excited. Awake.
Great.
So everything went extremely well. So we're super happy about that.
You know, all of us take our health for granted every single day.
Yep. Yeah.
All of us should just say a prayer of thanks right now for our good health, because she was doing just fine. Then suddenly out of the blue.
Exactly.
Just what? Dizzy symptoms?
She started
like
feeling
that?
Her balance was off a little bit. So your body lets you know when something's wrong. So definitely.
Same thing with your neighbor.
With my neighbor
Grayson,
as well.
The little boy. We just take for granted every day that we're good.
Yeah.
And go about our business.
Yeah. And speaking of my little neighbor, you got to meet Cole Swindell. The country artist?
Oh, yeah?
He came by and sang at the Children's Hospital where he's at, and he got to meet him and everything, which was pretty
cool.
He's doing well as well right now, so we'll keep you posted on those. But we'll take your Good News Tuesday stories next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
Yeah, give us that good news, Kid Nation. That phone number you need to call us and tell us all about your good news is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text real quick before we launch into For Real's Good News Tuesday.
Yeah.
Not to rub any salt in the wound, but I thought Kid Nation would have some good news on Tuesday that we had heard from Kid when George and Big Al went to New Orleans. Now I have to wait until Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, because George will be back on Thursday.
George will be back by then. Al went upstairs. He was tired when he was talking to the medium. I get you, man. It was a long trip.
Long trip.
But from the text, my dog got a hold of my daughter's hamster.
Oh.
While I was trying to figure out what I was going to do and how I was going to tell my daughter, Zoe the hamster got up and was fine.
Oh.
That's my Good News Tuesday for you guys.
Plan.
Oh, well done, Zoe. Play dead. Everybody thinks hamsters are dumb, no? Zoe.
Not Zoe.
She knew what she was doing. I love hamsters, except they last about a year, maybe two.
I've never had a hamster.
Neither have I.
You had a rodent.
I've had a few.
Well, not as a pet anyway.
I dated a girl in high school for about a week, and she bought me a hamster. So then she dumped me for a dude named Kyle Kidrick. But then I still have the hamster to remind me every day.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's an odd gift.
Isn't that a weird gift?
And a hamster.
My mom was not very thrilled at all, by the way.
No, I can see that.
This one says, please read this on air. Lauren from Louisiana wants us to know, my husband comes home from an eight-month deployment tomorrow.
Yay!
You finally get to see a hubby. Congratulations.
What are you going to wear? You got to have the right outfit.
Yeah, you definitely have to have the right outfit.
Something sweet but sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you guys haven't seen each other.
Yeah, right? But still sweet.
A lot of emotions, a lot of butterflies are going to be hitting you. That's so cool. Jose!
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Doing excellent.
Good, buddy.
Tocayo, which means we have the same name.
Mm. Shout out,
buddy. All right, man. So what's your good news for us?
Yeah, my good news is actually yesterday I received really good news. I've been working for Taco Bell for 4 years now, and since today I am officially a store manager for a Taco Bell location.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a promotion. Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go.
What is your favorite thing off the menu? We have to ask the expert.
Well, my favorite thing off the major would be the shredded chicken quesarito. That's my go-to.
Oh, that is a good one right there.
Y'all like that?
Yeah.
Do you know everything?
It.
Like if I told you I ordered a number 8?
Yep, number 8 is 3 crunchy tacos with a large drink. They come with meat, cheese, and lettuce.
Okay,
yep,
that's
yep.
not
man,
like what
you
I
deserve
order.
That promotion.
Not
dude.
What I order. At I your, guess I don't order number 8 and number 9.
At your store, Jose.
Number 9 is your Crunchwrap.
Oh!
That's what I get, Crunchwrap Supreme with a crunchy taco yep. and a bean burrito on the side. There we go. Gosh, you know it! Look at you!
From the secret menu, Jose, do you guys welcome the chili cheese burrito? Are you down with that? You give it to the people?
Yes, at my location, we do have it. That's what I was going to say. Some locations don't carry chili anymore, but at our location, we do carry the chili.
Fun fact.
Now you heard it. Go by Taco Bell, ask for Jose, and he will hook you up.
With a number 8 or a number 9.
I love the number 9.
What's the number 2? Because you never order number 2 if you're Kid Craddock.
That's the double XL burrito.
Right.
Yeah, that's
Does that have to be the number 2 on the menu?
That's fine, number 2 as well.
Oh, man, Jose. Well, I'll see you every weekend, Jose. That's what's going on. All right, buddy.
I mean, congrats.
Just reminded me.
Nice talking to you guys.
You too, buddy.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
I feel good. I got a bottle of the sauce in my drawer.
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
They sell
Remember,
the
you didn't
stores.
Want it because you were like, I got my packets. And I'm like, yeah, they sell the grocery stores.
Yeah.
I always request a handful of packets when I go to Taco Bell, which I go every Friday or maybe Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have my drawer of Taco Bell sauce.
I could drink that sauce.
The drawer of Taco Bell.
Uh-huh. I used to squirt those packets in my mouth driving around.
Yeah. I found out when I was about 13 that ketchup came in bottles because I was so used to just having the packets in the drawer with my mom.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wait, they sell these like in a huge bottle? That's pretty cool. Yeah. This person wants to remain anonymous, so we'll go ahead and do that. Hello, anonymous.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Doing excellent. You have some good news for us?
I do. So last week on Wednesday, I donated my eggs for a couple in Dallas, and they retrieved 43 eggs.
Wow.
So hopefully, they will be able to have a baby.
Yeah, good shot with all those.
43 eggs, wow.
Is that the definition of like fertile myrtle?
Yeah.
When I say that, that's really fertile, right?
Yeah.
Scary.
Wow. You make some good eggs there.
Yeah.
Because I went through all that fertility treatment and I didn't even get 10.
Really?
I had less than 10.
Man, she got 43.
I think this is a sign.
Uh-huh. Big basket.
Congratulations,
I need to do this.
And thank you for what
it's
you do.
It's definitely been a very difficult recovery, but I'm all better now. I started my new job yesterday. So, everything.
You got all kinds of good news going.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're changing somebody's life. I mean,
that's
a huge thing that you did for them. And thank you for sharing with us. Did that scare you a little bit, Jenna, because you're looking into it?
Yeah, we had this whole conversation yesterday. I've been thinking about freezing my eggs.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I like everyone's opinion, so tweet me. I'm open.
Pros and cons?
Pros and cons, absolutely.
Because everybody will give you the pros. I don't know if anybody will give you the cons.
Maybe we can get her number, and then you can talk to her about the egg
I want
to
hear all of it.
Yeah, is that cool if we get your number
absolutely.
And then Jenna calls you? Okay.
Absolutely.
All righty. And again, she wants to remain anonymous, which is nice of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she doesn't want her name to be out there, even though she is a hero in our eyes. Hold on first. We'll get your number for Jenna so we can get that going for you. And let's take one more last one here from Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing excellent. You have some good news for us?
Yeah, I kind of have a similar story about my mom actually had a brain tumor. And at the same time, the past 3 years, she's had breast cancer, leukemia, and the brain tumor.
Yeah.
She had a mastectomy. The breast cancer's gone. She still has the leukemia, but she takes medicine to control it so it's not active. And then the brain tumor she had removed.
Mm.
So we're super blessed that she is recovering, and she has, like, balance issues, kind of like you said.
Yeah.
And she has some back problems, but I think it's due to a lot of the medication she takes. But she's recovering and doing good now and healthy.
That's great news.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great news, Megan. What's your mom's name?
Joanne,
we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a great person, too. And she's so positive and, you know, makes it easier for me because it was hard for me to see her go through all that. But.
Right. Yeah. It's the ones going through it that are way stronger than we are. We're the mm-hmm. ones that are breaking down. They're like, nah, we got this.
Yeah.
We're gonna fight this
That's
all the
awesome,
way.
That's awesome, man.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.